It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Don't you wonder if the FBS had that same 24-team playoff model as the small college FCS does? So hey, Notre Dame, listen up, Vandy fans, and you too, BYU. You need to get behind today's idea, which would have placed your favorite large division FBS college football team into a new 24-team college football playoff system. The latest and greatest 12-team college football playoff format began last year in the 2024 season, and the howling has continued about who made the 12-team field and who didn't. Remember last year it was Alabama's fans crying about being left out. So sad. And a few weeks ago it was Notre Dame's fans and administrators yelling the loudest about being left behind this year. But why don't we hear similar complaints about the system used by the smaller division FCS? The FCS, comprised of 129 teams, has a playoff system which includes 24 teams. Woo-hoo! That's right. They begin with twice as many playoff teams as the major college FBS group, which had 136 teams this season. This year's FCS playoffs began with 8 first-round games being played on the Saturday following Thanksgiving. And they've had 3 rounds of elimination games, and now the 2 FCS semifinal games are going to be played this Saturday. Surprising Illinois State will visit Villanova, and Montana State will host intrastate rival Montana. The FCS title game will be played on Monday, January 5th, 2026 at 6:30 p.m. Central in Nashville, Tennessee on ESPN. Now let's contrast their system with the cantankerous 12-team college football playoff system for the big boys. Those larger schools have not even played one first-round playoff game yet. Friday night, we'll finally have Alabama traveling to play Oklahoma in a rematch of a November 15th game in Tuscaloosa won by the Sooners 23-21. 3 more opening round games will be played on Saturday, and one of those Saturday games will feature yet another rematch as Tulane will visit Ole Miss for the second time this year. The larger schools' college football playoffs will not even crown their champion until Monday, January 19th. Now think about this. If number 1 seed Indiana should reach it all the way to the championship game, the Hoosiers' spring semester will have already been underway for one full week prior to the championship game involving last fall semester's students. Isn't that absurd? It's a consequence when major college football conferences and the universities become hooked on television money. Those networks now dictate how, where, and when the games are going to be played. How many total games are being played in the FCS playoffs versus the major college 12-team playoffs? Well, from start to finish, the small college FCS playoffs will include 24 teams. Those top 8 seeds receive a first-round bye. Then the remaining 16 teams play 8 first-round games to trim the total field down to 16. Another 8 games are played in the second round, 4 in the quarterfinals, 2 in the semifinals, of course, and finally the national championship game. That makes for a total of 23 playoff opportunities for TV. The FCS small college winner and the runner-up team may end up playing as many as 5 postseason games by January 5th. Meanwhile, the 12-team major college football playoffs have 12 teams playing 4 plus 4 plus 2 plus 1. That's 11 total games. The winner and runner-up will play no less than 3 games, but could play as many as 4 postseason games, which would end on January 19th. Would anybody really care if we lost the major conference championship games? To emulate the small college playoff system, the major college FBS current 12-game regular season would not provide for an extra week for those made-for-TV conference championship games anymore. Eliminating those conference championship games would end the complaining also from the losers of the title games. For example, let's look at the SEC. Why should 11-1 Ole Miss and 11-1 Texas A&M receive a week to stay home and heal up after losing the SEC's 4-team tiebreaker for first place? That put 11-1 Georgia and 10-2 Alabama, were they privileged or penalized by participating in the SEC's conference championship game early this month? This season, there were 9 conference championship games played on the weekend of Saturday, December 6th. Their TV partners carrying those conference title games, which were primarily Disney's ESPN and ABC group, can fight all they want to about who will carry our format's 8 first-round matchup games. You're going to hear about them in just a moment. And raise your hand if you would really, really miss losing those 6 bowl games under a new 24-team playoff plan. I didn't think so. With 12 additional playoff teams, that's going to eliminate 6 of the annual bowl games. And before you grab that box of Kleenex, remember that the 26 bowl games would still remain for your 52 remaining teams, which finish with at least a 6-6 record. In other words, you're not going to miss very much. ESPN's massive bowl-a-rama of postseason games would receive an overdue trim. The television ratings, though, for any of the new first-round playoff games would easily eclipse, let's say, Tuesday night's Salute to the Military Bowl, which was won 17-13 by Jacksonville State over Troy. So who's going to be playing in this new 24-team major college football playoff scenario? Let's utilize the current FCS small college selection and its playoff formats. But in this case, I will also use the major college football playoff rankings to determine this year's 24 teams playoff field. Part number 1, select 9 conference champions and then 15 at-large teams for your 24, and they will be based on the current college football playoff rankings. Those 9 conference champions automatically receive a bid to at least be in the playoffs. They would be the American Conference winner, Tulane at 11-2, Atlantic Coast Conference winner, unranked Duke at 8-5, Big 12 champion Texas Tech at 12-1, the Big 10 champion Indiana, the only unbeaten team left at 13-0, Conference USA's champion is Kennesaw State at 10-3, the Mid-American champion is Western Michigan at 9-4, the Mountain West champ is Boise State at 9-4, and the SEC title winner was Georgia at 12-1, and the Sun Belt champion was James Madison at 12-1. Those 9 teams are automatically at least going to get 1 game in the playoffs. Then there's 15 at-large teams. Those participants would be selected from the college football playoff's highest-ranked remaining teams. They would have been number 2, Ohio State at 12-1, number 5, Oregon, number 6, Ole Miss, 7, Texas A&M. The 8th ranked team would be Oklahoma at 10-2, number 9 is Alabama at 9-3, number 10 Miami of Florida at 10-2, yes, number 11 Notre Dame would be you at 10-2, number 12, hey BYU, there you are at 11-2, Texas, you're in at number 13 with a 9-3 record, number 14 Vanderbilt, you're in too at 10-2, same for number 15 Utah, who's 10-2, 16 USC at 9-3, 17 Arizona at 9-3, and our final team in would be number 18 Michigan at 9-3 out of the Big Ten. Now, what we do is take a deep breath and determine the 8 top overall seeds by utilizing the college football playoff final rankings. These teams would receive a bye in round number 1, but then they would host a playoff game on their campus during round 2 the following weekend. The teams with this first weekend off would be number 1 Indiana, number 2, Ohio State, number 3, Georgia, number 4, Texas Tech, number 5, Oregon, Ole Miss at number 6, Texas A&M at number 7, and number 8, Oklahoma. They'd have a week off. Our next 8 seeds, number 9 through 16, would be the host for a first-round playoff game on their campus. And this year's first-round home games would be going to number 9, Alabama, 10, Miami of Florida, 11, Notre Dame, number 12, BYU, 13, Texas, Vanderbilt at number 14, number 15, Utah, and number 16, USC. Our next part will involve the final 8 teams that make it into the playoff field, and they will not receive a seeding. We'll explain why as we go along. Those final 8 teams, according to the college football playoff rankings, would be Arizona, Michigan, Tulane, James Madison, Duke, Kennesaw State, Western Michigan, and Boise State. Now, like the FCS small college playoffs, the first round matchups are going to be based on geographic proximity and the avoidance of any conference rematches from the regular season. Sounds smart to me. Let's grab that ancient Rand McNally map and do a little matchmaking here. So here's who I would have in the first round this year. Number 9, Alabama would be hosting Kennesaw State from Georgia. They're 202 miles away. Number 10, Miami of Florida would host James Madison. That requires a 1,026-mile trip. Number 11, Notre Dame would be hosting Western Michigan. The Broncos would only be traveling 85 miles to make that game. Number 12, BYU would host Boise State. That's 390 miles from Boise. Number 13, Texas would host Tulane. That's 530 miles from New Orleans. Number 14, Vanderbilt would host Duke. That's 527 miles from Durham. Number 15, Utah is hosting Michigan. Now that would require the Wolverines, who have a little bit more financial wherewithal, to travel 1,621 miles for that game. And number 16, USC would host Arizona. That's a 491 mile trip for the Wildcats. In part number 5 of this plan, those 8 first round winners would then have to hit the road in round number 2 and go play at seeds number 1 through 8 in the second round. If any unseeded team should happen to win in the first round and make it to the second, some consideration would still be given to their geographic proximity and to avoid a conference rematch in this round. Now, after that game, the highest seeded teams would then continue to host games during the quarterfinal week. Rematches between 2 regular season opponents at this point in the quarterfinals would be permitted. The semifinal round is going to be played on New Year's Day. Our new Final Four would play a semifinal game at the home of 2 of the former big New Year's Day bowl game sites, like the Cotton Bowl, Rose Bowl, Sugar, or Orange. And then the final part, the national championship game, would be played 1 week later and rotated at one of the former big New Year's Day bowl game sites, which was not utilized in the semifinal round. So let's summarize these changes if major college football should adopt this small college FCS 24-team playoff concept. There are some good reasons to like it. Number 1, no more conference championship games. And number 2, as a result, no more squabbling about the losing teams coming out of those conference title games. Number 3, 12 additional playoff teams. Number 4, more home playoff games. Number 5, generating more television interest for the networks. And number 6, there'd be 6 fewer lower tier bowl games. Some people may miss those games, but most of us won't even notice. So what are we waiting for? Let's get on it. I'm Swamp Swami.
Right at the truth. Exit. Stage right.